I'm actually nice and I got goosebumps.
So, my darling, let's just face this over to you because you have more to say than me and you sound much prettier.
I think we both have a lot to say.
Now, what did you just say just a moment ago?
Testing, testing, testing.
No, you said you had goosebumps and you rang
back. Oh, yeah, goosebumps.
Just do that. Wow. Mm. Holy moly, I say it every time.
We've been touching my body a lot lately.
We've been touching.
Have you
noticed? Yeah. Well, let's just start with the normal stuff. Hey guys, my name is Marco.
And I'm Renee.
We are Miami Swings, the podcast. And thank you very much for joining us on our episode number 17.
Yeah, you just told me that. I can't believe it. Wow.
Yeah, so let's just do a little disclaimer.
Yeah. So if you're 18 years or younger, please turn this podcast off. It's not for you. It's full of adult content. Turn it off.
Yeah, she said it about as simple as it goes. If you're 18 or under, please turn off this podcast. It's not for you. It may have some adult content that you shouldn't hear. We're also not sex educators, educators of any kind. This is purely
entertainment.
Purely for your entertainment, and we hope you get entertained by watching or listening to us.
So watching's always good.
Tell me about the goosebumps one more time.
Oh yeah. Ooh,
you look ravishing. You look so beautiful.
I did every shade of pink today.
Yeah, I've got to tell you.
From the nails to the toes.
Let me see the shoes.
Pink, Barbie doll pink.
So for those of you that are just listening to our podcast on audio, perhaps on iTunes or Sketcher or something like that, let me just explain what I'm looking at. Renee is wearing a little baby doll, super low V cut, tiny egg, stand up.
Actually, it's
naked in the
silk
back.
Pajamas from Victoria's Secret, but it looks like a beautiful cocktail dress.
And yeah, you got diamonds and pearls around your neck, which is very pretty. Beautiful pink shoes on. That's for those that are listening and not watching. And I'm wearing just a good old-fashioned dark pinstripe suit with a white shirt and cufflinks.
Very, very handsome.
Thank you. It's bloody hot in it. That's the only thing.
I didn't realize it was so hot.
I didn't realize it was so hot in here.
Oh, you are hot, baby.
Well, you know, I can't take the jacket off. I've lost so much weight recently with our new diet and gym program that my clothes look a little baggy. Even this shirt looks baggy.
Actually, already. I noticed that when you came out, you do look very handsome, and I know what's underneath here, and it's amazing. So it's worth it. But I did notice you've lost so much weight.
Yeah, so I think I may well be a minister with one app.
Oh, my God. All right, can we cheers? My first sip of wine for the whole day. I drank too much last night.
Yeah, and just so you know, this is not my first drink of the day because I had to.
It's number 17.
Just probably number 17 because I woke up with a hangover. Didn't even know I was going to have a hangover because I didn't feel like I drank too much when we were in the Uber. But then we came home from a beautiful date night. I slammed three drinks quickly because I was thirsty and I should have really had just a tall glass of water.
Yeah.
And then
should always just have a tall glass of water.
And then we had some incredible.
Oh no! I just asked you if you wanted to kiss me down there, and you like dropped everything on the floor like a little puppy. I almost felt kind of bad. I was like, I was just asking, and like an hour later, I couldn't even feel my face.
I couldn't feel my jaw when I woke up.
And you did all the work.
That was amazing. That was amazing. That was last night. So, go on.
The older I get, the more I like.
You love it down there.
Men going down there between my legs. Yes, I really do.
And you know, for I would say 10, 11 years ago or 12, you would literally only let me do it for about, not even 60 seconds.
Yeah.
Well, and then you would just say, that's enough. Let's go.
Yeah.
You remember? Mm-hmm. Anyway, for those of you watching, hi, how you doing? You get to see exactly how we look. And if anybody wants to watch the video podcast, they can go to miamiswings.com and we have a section.
It's free right now, right?
It's free, yeah. We used to have a paid site, but we decided to make all of our video and audio content free for anybody to watch. So now you go to miamiswings.com. It's Miami Swings, WSINGS www.thebestpodcast.com, and just go to video podcasts, and you can crash watch all of them in one time and enjoy it and see exactly who we are, how we look, and we are exposed.
And how we've, yeah, I guess.
And how we've grown.
This has been huge for us.
It's been a big growth.
Anyone that's been following us knows I'm not that deep, but this is huge for us. You know, we're exposing ourselves.
We are.
Yeah. So we're enjoying it.
I wanted to mention your outfit, marriage. And I wanted to just add one extra little thing, because I've noticed our discussions have become a little more fluid the more comfortable you've become. When we started this, it was really like a question and answer interview, where I would literally be pulling it out of you. And we ended up stopping the podcast for a year or so because we felt that that was not our intention. So I had this editing software where I would go in and I would take out all the dead space.
Yeah.
Because quite often you could be 60 seconds thinking about it.
Thinking about my answer.
You're thinking about how you wanted to say it, or you wanted to say how you wanted to present it. But we don't do that anymore. So I'm getting rid of that software.
Good.
This week. I actually made my mind up on the middle of this week that I was going to dump that software because I don't mind the small spaces now because there's only several of them. They're not just continuous. Anyway, so that's a bit of news.
I think doing the podcast together, going through the lifestyle together, listening to our journey together has actually made me way more comfortable. I think it's obvious if you listen to them. And it's actually softened you a little, I think, as well. I think before you were just so excited and you wanted to do everything and hear everything.
I did.
You wanted to crack my head open and have me spill all my sexual insides out. And I couldn't seem to do it. But now, baby, they are coming out
all day, every day. You know, I think I told you the other day how impressed I am at how sexual, openly sexual you've become.
Yeah.
Because I always felt like you were like an egg that just needed to be cracked. And once it was cracked, you would just fly out like a butterfly or something and just spread your wings and enjoy what your body and your mind and your soul needs. And
I'm getting there. It's taking
you have a lot of fun sexually now.
You're lucky. Yeah. You're lucky that it just comes natural to you, I think. It doesn't come natural. Ironically, it all comes natural to me, but I was holding so many things. Anyway, this feels like a therapy session.
It does, doesn't it? Please pay on the way out.
Okay, we need to talk about something sexy.
Okay, let's talk about something sexy. So we actually have two general topics that we want to talk about. The first is, I'm going to tell you a little story, or I'll start it, and perhaps Renee can
join. Is it about the people that were here on vacation? The couple that was here on
vacation? So listen to this. You know, the oddest things happen at the oddest times, right?
Yeah.
Let me kiss you, because you just look beautiful, by the way. Not like I haven't
kissed you. You smell nice, by the way.
Thank you. Not like I haven't kissed you enough.
You've kissed every inch, I think,
just
of my
entire
body.
Just, you know, the experience me and you had this afternoon, I would say that's one of the best sexual experiences that me and you have had. And I can't believe in the middle of it, you jumped out of our big, fluffy, white, fluffy bed, ran over to the big wall mirror, and got it off so that you could watch.
Moved it all the way closer to the bed so I could watch all of it.
You could get all the fun. You could feel it, see it, and that was crazy. Yeah, anyway, so randomly on SDC, which is the site that we're on to contact other lifestyle couples and go out to dinner and date and single guys, etc., we're also on Cassidy and SLS, but that's the one that we use the most because it's local to where we live. I'm always texting people and kicking people on Kick app and flirting with them just in case, you know, somebody might be on vacation and want to meet up for dinner or drinks and we can see if we can hang out. So got a random kick a couple of days ago.
I didn't even know.
And the person said, "Do I know you?" And I was like, "Well, I don't know. Who are you?" And so we had this chit-chat back and forth, and apparently...
That's the story. Yeah, go ahead. Yes.
So apparently, I must have flirted with them a year or 2 years ago, or even longer. It might even be more than 2 years ago.
No, you said it was when we went to the people that we met at Chili's. You're talking about the...
No, I am talking about the people
we met
at Chili's.
Oh my gosh, yeah, okay.
So anyway, we were trying to work out where we knew each other from, and there was a kick group started when we went to Desire one time, and And I said, well, perhaps we were in the same kick group when for the group going to Desire, but we just never met each other there or remembered each other, but we were both still in our kick. So, and so he had just decided, because he was bored at home, I guess, to just send a kick and say, hi, who are you? And why are you on my kick? So I spent a whole bunch of time chatting, and it ended up, I said, do you guys want to go out and get drinks? Like, where are you in the country? And they said, they happen to be only 45 minutes away.
Oh, well, yeah, they were here on, by the beach.
Yeah, so they were 45 minutes away. So it was a random thing to say. I did not think they were going to say yes.
Well, no, and I usually need days to plan stuff, but it just worked.
So they did say yes, and then I came running into the bedroom like a little puppy wagging his tail saying, oh my God, you're not going to believe what just happened.
And don't be mad.
Don't be mad. What do you think? And what did you say?
It was fine. It worked.
So I showed you a picture of the people because we exchanged pictures. Yeah. And you got so excited. You were like, for real? They're going to go out with us. Look how young and hot they are. You remember?
Yeah. Oh my God. I can't believe you just said that out loud. But yes, I do say that sometimes because I'm like, oh my God, they're way too young and hot. Yeah. Why in the world? But
he was smoking hot. She was so pretty.
Beard thing going on recently.
And he had one of them cool Timberland kind of beards. She was
a good one.
Yeah, she was pretty. She had pretty face, pretty eyes. She just looked like one of them cheerleader kind of girls, you know.
Well, that's why I was like, when we get there, are they even going to look like
this? Yeah. So
you know. Yeah.
So we jumped into the car. We headed down to Chili's, which is where we said we would meet. It was on a main drag, and we knew they'd be able to find it here on vacation. So when we got there, they were already there at the high top, right?
Yeah.
So what happened next?
Well, actually, ironically, it seemed easy. I seemed super comfortable. I don't know. I think it was the beard. But when I walked in, I was just like, I made a beeline straight for them. And I gave them a kiss, a little hug. And then you went to kiss her, and you guys seemed...
I gave her a little kiss on the cheek.
She reminded me of myself. Yeah, she was a little shocked. Okay,
like, okay, that was a bit forward.
They showed up. You know, we're super loud. And, you know, we dress crazy. So I was super comfortable from the very first second.
Yeah, when I can remember when we walked in, he literally, his jaw dropped to the ground.
Oh, my God.
When he saw you. Like a little boy that was getting a toy.
When we decided we weren't at Chili's, I can't believe shout out to Chili's here, but it's, you know, happy hour all the time. So,
two for one.
So we were like, okay, we are not going to eat before we get there, because if these people look like they look in the picture, I don't want chips and salsa on my breath.
Yeah, so when we sat down, the first thing I said was, which was like an icebreaker, I said, hey, listen, guys, we're not going to eat any food. We're just going to have cocktails, just in case you like us and want to take us home. And they thought that was funny and very cocky.
Well, it did break the ice.
And it broke the ice immediately.
Yeah.
So they said, okay, then we won't have anything to eat either. And then we just kind of got
changed. At first it was kind of weird, because it's like, well, does this mean it's happening? What does this mean? But then, you know, listen, I had Pinot.
Yeah. I had, what do they call those things?
Margarita.
I had the two big massive margaritas.
Yeah.
So we chit-chatted for a while. Not major flirting going on. Everybody was a little nervous. I was so nervous, my heart was beating out of my chest.
You seem like...
I know, but I never do I? So, next thing happens is Renee says to me, I'm going to go to the ladies' room. Are you going? And she looked at me. She never asks me to go to the ladies' room or to the bathroom.
Were you scared?
Yeah, I was like, what's going on? So then I was like, okay. And we walked around the corner. And then you stopped before going in the room and looked at me and you said, and I asked her, what do you think? She said, what did you say?
I said, yeah, let's do it. And I needed to do it right then, or I was gonna chicken out.
Yeah.
So I said, do it. Just go say, let's come, our house is not far.
Yeah, so it's always the hardest part is to say, hey, listen, guys, we would like you to come around to our house and have sex with us. But I didn't say that. So we walked back to the table. I guess they knew what we were doing, and I just said to them, would you guys like to come around to our house and have a drink, because we only live probably 4 or 5 minutes away. And they looked at each other, both said okay, and so we literally within 3 seconds were out the restaurant in our car and driving home with them following us. And my chest was just going kaboom, kaboom, kaboom with my heart pounding.
What were you most excited about or nervous about?
I was nervous, I was excited, I was scared, I was, what do I do? How does it happen? So anyway, So how was you feeling?
It always just starts with a kiss. If you get nervous, just remember when you get in the door, if you start kissing people, the nerves like go away. Because you're right, getting there is the most nerve-wracking part.
Yeah, too.
So just remember, you just gotta start with a kiss. Yeah. Just remember, you'll be kissing soon.
I mean, actually, my head was spinning so much about you and him.
Because
and
you worry about everything.
Because I worry about
it. You want everything to be perfect.
Yeah, so we pulled up to the driveway. They pulled up right next to us, actually, in the guest spot. We walked up to our front door. We all piled in, of course. I say right away, I'm going to pour myself a whiskey and an ice and a nice whiskey tumbler. What do you want, Renee? And Renee, of course, said Pinot. So I poured her a glass of Pinot. I made myself a whiskey with ice. And then so I said to him, what would you like? And he said, I'll just have the same as you. So I'm there with my hands shaking, pouring two drinks.
Oh, my God.
And then I got her a glass of Pinot. And, of course, by that time, you were stood next to them. And so I came in and you never know what to do, right?
No, but I'm glad you're reminding me of this exact moment, because this is when the wine started going to my head a little. And I remember kind of feeling like, who did kiss who first?
So I sat down. I didn't know what to do.
Okay.
And then she came and sat down next to me. You were
She started feeling more comfortable. I could tell. I could see it in her face. And maybe just, coming to the house was nerve-wracking.
Oh, I'm sure she was nervous too. Yeah. She was knockout. So beautiful. I couldn't even...
Yeah, she actually was
focused like on how pretty the two most pretty girls that I've ever seen were.
Oh, honey.
Literally next to me. Anyway, so you were still stood next to him, looking at her sitting down next to us, and then he just literally put his hand around your waist and started kissing you. And you didn't stop him. You both were just literally standing there, making out. There's my beautiful, incredibly hot wife making out with this.
I
knew at that moment that as soon as you start kissing, you're going to forget about me. And
forget about you, but I do get involved in the man.
Yeah, and so we were sat looking at you, and then she put her hand at the back of my head, started touching my neck, and it literally gave me goosebumps.
That was nice.
And she almost, I mean, they were definitely leaders. Then I turned to, because it kind of made me tickle, and then we started kissing.
And that was it.
And then the rest is just a blurry memory. It was.
Turn out to be a nice,
incredible
story. Because sometimes a lot happens in a quick time frame, but when you leave, you remember if it was a good memory. Yeah, very nice, soft memory.
And I just it really was. I just kept remembering every time I looked across at you two. You guys were just in the softest, passionate make-out kiss with your tongue just riding his, you're the most incredible kisser that I've ever
I think kissed. It was the wine also made me feel very, sexy.
Did you like his kiss?
And the beard, yeah.
Did you like the way he kissed you?
Yeah, of course. He had massive hands, too, by the way. Yeah. His hands were huge. You have big hands.
Yeah.
But his were just like yours.
So who was the? We don't want to get too graphic about the actual experience because it was pretty amazing. But do you have a standout moment from the whole experience that happened between the four of us? What was it?
Well, I mean, there's how graphic you just said. We don't want to get too
graphic. Because then we're going to move on.
Okay. Oh my God! See, this is like one of those dead spaces because I'm like, is it too much to say? Because it's not like I'm usually really soft and sexy, but this is gonna sound a little aggressive. Should I just say it? When he took his two huge fingers and he just put them straight inside me and let me sit on his fingers and ride his fingers, while he was kissing me, that was a huge standout moment. Okay, was that too much information?
No, that was beautiful. I'm gonna remember that night. No.
Yeah. I know. We didn't talk about this yet. What was your standout moment? Because she was so pretty. She really was.
She was incredibly beautiful. I remember she got naked very, very quickly. I didn't have to do too much work.
Yeah.
And we were kissing and just getting naked and very small amount of foreplay with her. And when I laid down next to you two, I just remember her putting a condom on me and just literally sliding herself on top of me.
Oh, that's good. Because you do like that.
And then leaning down with her breasts on my chest, just kissing me.
Oh, she stole my move.
And it was, because I remember, because she had perky breasts just like yours, and they were very, very full. And you might have used the same surgeon or something. But I remember, like, literally, as she slipped on me, she was kissing me, and I could just feel her breath. Like, it was pretty. At that very moment.
Well, your standout moment's a little more sensual than mine. We're going to be talking about this later, Mr. Two, by the way. But no, I'm glad that you. That's why we don't talk about great. Certain things so, before this, because we want to save it.
So then that experience. That experience ended. They left. Yeah. And it was just a very simple text afterwards. We had a great time.
And you know, I like that we're never going to see them again because it was so much fun. If we ever tried to recreate. Well, I mean, we do live in a vacation spot, so but you're right. For it to actually work out and the people to be real and show up on time, the whole thing.
I think sometimes you just have to do the most unexpected things just to see where they go. Even though you might be literally palpitating and having a heart attack doing it, because you never know where it's going to lead.
This is true.
Anyway, so that was our incredible foursome experience just a couple of days ago, and I still our
I'm
word?
I'm so happy for you.
No, I know. No. What was it? It's like it never happened.
Yeah, it's like it never happened.
We always find that after these experiences,
so I guess we need to do more of them because it really is like it never.
It's like it never happened.
Yeah,
you know, we crashed, slept,
woke up like
literally, I wanted to hold your hand the entire night that I was sleeping because I was like. Did it happen? Did it not happen? Is everything cool? You know how you go.
Yeah, no. Anyway, you want to make sure everybody's still happy.
Yeah, and it's great that we're never going to see them again. Now, let's talk about... So, thank you for enjoying that incredible experience with me. I would not have liked to have done that with anybody else. And I'm so happy that you were so hot for him. Because as soon as I saw his jaw drop and you get goofy and flirty, like, immediately, I was like, perfect. She's okay.
Yeah, oh no, I was okay.
Because, you know, I'm always worried about you.
Yeah, I think you know if I'm...
So, obviously, everybody knows that we have the audio podcast that's on all of the audio channels. Please, everybody, write a review for us because there's so many other people in front of us that we don't get a look in on iTunes to get new listeners. So, please, double please.
Yeah, it's becoming pretty... Please.
Write us a review on iTunes. We really desperately need them. The other thing is that we have the video podcast for everybody to enjoy now, so you can see who we are. Here we are, everybody. Leave us some messages. We also start. So this guy who listened to our audio, then he watched our video. He sent us an email and said, "Do you guys have an OnlyFans page?" So yes. I said to Renee, I said. Some guys sent us an email. It's not a comment about our show. He's just asking whether we have an OnlyFans page. And you were like, well, what's an OnlyFans page?
Yeah, so we started. So we actually, it was so weird. We started talking about it. And then
Hi, Harry. Thank you for helping us out and turning us on to that.
Thank you for turning us on. Yeah, and then a couple nights later, we were at a party. And they said something about our OnlyFans page. And I said, okay, this is the second time now I'm hearing about this. We don't have one. And several people said, oh, we all just assumed that you did.
That's so, right. We were at that lifestyle party. It was a very small, select lifestyle party.
It was a fun party. But what was interesting is that they just assumed that we did.
Yeah.
So, and then after Harry mentioning it, that's what had gotten the ball rolling for me. I started thinking maybe this is what
if nobody knows what OnlyFans is, we do have an OnlyFans page now, and if you go to OnlyFans and put in Angel Renee, it's AngelRanee, you'll be able to find our page. But we also have it on our website. Go to miamiswings.com, and it's there's several links there to go directly to the page. We take photographs. Obviously, everybody can see that Renee looks like a model, and has a body like a model.
Well, I just love myself.
You're like 90 something pounds, and you have
a clean dress up,
and you love, and you really do.
And I love sex, and I love being sexy.
And you look beautiful. So I have, I'm an amateur photographer, as well as all the other little things that I do, and I love photography. So having lived on a beach for so many years, we did so many photography sessions on the beach and in urban areas, bikini shots, and we lived next to a nudist beach, so we did nudes. We did also urban glamour, because we were near downtown Miami at the time, quite a lot. And then we also have sex a lot, so we video a lot of it.
We need to be videoing way more,
we had some recent videos. Play striptease and video yourself.
God,
doing.
I like
so this is what Renee did for years. Whenever I was in a course or a class or a meeting, she would jump in a bath full of bubbles and do a striptease, get in the bath, wash herself down. And then I would be in some kind of presentation or class, and then all of a sudden my phone would ding and I'd look down. And it would be a video of my beautiful Renee doing something quite provocatively naughty. And I think she did it for effect sometimes. So we had this collection. So we put them all on OnlyFans.
Yes, we did.
Right. We actually have hundreds of photographs of Renee bikini modeling and doing photo shoots for product companies and stuff like that.
Oh gosh, I didn't even put those on there yet.
There are thousands.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
So those are all free to look at. And obviously we have the XXX and the nude and the really super, super naughty stuff.
Well, the naughty stuff is like the newer stuff, because when I decided, okay, maybe someone might actually want to see me.
So you can join for free. That's what I was going to say. Go to the site. You can become a subscriber for free and see all of those beautiful bikini, beach, and urban photography that we've done over the years. They are,
and a few fun little videos,
mind blowing, and some videos. You actually see some boobs and
But we had to take those and put them in a different section.
There are a couple that have at the end of the videos. You can see take your top off, because you're always taking your top off.
I know.
Anyway, so OnlyFans, Angel Renee. Look us up. It's free to join. You can see some more of us if you'd like to, and you can also purchase some of the really raunchy stuff. We also send a video to everybody every day or so to your inbox, so saying hello, how are you today. We just did one of Renee laying on a beautiful white fluffy bed.
Oh yes, I have something,
and I had to stop
say.
You touching yourself, because you're always touching yourself. I said, this is not a masturbation.
Brand new white fluffy bed stuff that Marco got for me. Like fluffy, I'm sure if you go to the OnlyFans page, you'll be seeing it. But today I wore a blue, like cobalt blue suede. Actually, it's one of those little bustiers with the, it's hot.
And you had your legs, it was on your knees with your legs apart and looking all sexy.
Yeah. But I want to say, yes. Oh my God, I loved it. Can I just say one thing before I forget? Because all of the videos that Marco was talking about that he did for the photo shoots and bubble baths and all that, I did a while ago. And then we decided to do this. I said, well, I don't know how comfortable I'll be, to do this for other people.
How many videos in one day?
It was like eight videos. Went straight in there and came out with total porn. And even Marco was like, oh my gosh, you really just jumped right in. I love it. How much am I allowed to say right now? Because I love touching myself. And I know, I like knowing that somebody's watching. I can't wait to even get more into it.
I know.
But slow.
That's what I was talking about, like your sexuality's coming out, in leaps and bounds. So that's our news. You are an OnlyFans creator now, and congratulations.
Thanks. Well, we actually both are.
Yeah.
Because you helped me with some of my stories.
If you want to see my nasty naked body, you can see it too.
You have a beautiful body.
So I'm super excited about that. And I'm super impressed with you. And I can't stop saying that enough. I think you are just amazing. And thank you again, Harry, for turning us onto it. We never even knew OnlyFans existed until you told us.
We did not know.
The content is free. The majority of the photography for bikini shots, some topless shots, and some videos with toplessness is free. And also the ones with, obviously everybody who knows Renee goes to the gym twice a day. And she loves to work out and stretch, and she's done a lot of
workout
videos in her lingerie and
knickers and bra. Yeah, the ones I did were pretend workout videos, but I think I'm going to be doing a lot more. I should be charging when I go to the gym.
I know, I think you should do topless Wednesday yoga.
Okay. I could do that.
And then Thursday, no bottoms.
But I'd like to know.
Stretch.
I'd like to know. Do people want to see me topless doing yoga, or do they want to see me in something just really sexy?
Well, why don't you tell Miss Renee what you like?
What do you find sexier? Do you find nudity sexier?
We need emails. Emails come to MiamiGirl@Miamiswings@yahoo.com. Miami Swings. Miami Girl was a product company that you did a photo shoot for.
Yeah.
We lived in Miami.
Yeah.
And those pictures will probably be on the site at some point. So
yeah,
Miami
yeah,
Swings
sure
at Yahoo is one of the company one of the our email.
Yeah.
MiamiSwings@yahoo.com. So because I talk too much, is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, I talked. I said everything. I think we're good.
Is there any general chit chat?
No. I can't think of anything else. We talked about our beautiful experience. Mm-hmm. And shared more than I think we even planned on sharing.
We did.
Which is fine. We talked about my new project, the OnlyFans, which is so much fun. I had a beautiful date night with you. You kissed me down there for an hour last night and had beautiful sex with me all day. I'm done. That's it. Good night.
So,
how do we end this?
Everybody,
thanks.
Thanks so much. We waffled on a little longer, or I did, than we had intended. Hopefully, we'll have another story or two to tell you next time you tune in, or maybe we won't, because we're not hardcore. We go very slow, and we're very particular about play partners and finding the right ones that fit for us. Excuse me. So. Please go to miamiswings.com or email us at miamiswings@yahoo.com and leave us an iTunes review, because we would love it if other people could hear this podcast.
Yeah.
And they can't until we get enough reviews.
Yeah.
And we're a long way behind. I think we have 5 or 7. People aren't leaving us reviews, and we have thousands of people that are now listening to the podcast. For some reason, people don't want to leave the reviews.
They forget, but I have to remember when I sometimes listen to things, I forget to leave a review.
I don't. Because I know that's how people get heard. So thanks for listening to us. Thanks for watching us. Please go to our OnlyFans and go to our website and enjoy all of the content. On one of the pages on the website is hundreds of other podcasts that you could listen to instead of just ours, because I think they should all be celebrated and they all do such an incredible job. So it's bye-bye for me.
Okay, bye. Yeah.
Shall I blow a kiss too?
I'll go and see the same. Aw, I
caught
it. Did you catch it?
I caught it and put it in my pocket.
Now, I know I hate turning things off, but would you like me to go turn the camera off?
I would like you to go turn the camera off, but please do it slowly.
Do it slowly, okay. I think I can go pretty slow.